All right, Wednesday afternoon game here in North Andover. Merrimack falls to Notre Dame by the score of 5-4. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, Scott, even though you guys had the 3-1 lead going into the third, Notre Dame did come up with the four goals, end up winning the game. It felt like back in the maybe midway through or so of that second period, you guys had a 3-1 lead, but they were starting to turn things a bit, starting to get some momentum there, and it seemed like that maybe changed, you know, carried things over for them at least into the third period. But was there a point there maybe in the second period where you thought that maybe it's starting to get away a little bit?
No, it was right after we hit the post. Like, we hit two posts in the second period, and Justin Gills, you know, that, you know, I thought that was a goal. And it seemed like at that point they got the momentum a little bit after that, and they held it for the remainder of the period. But then we did a great job. Our PK did a great job to get us through that five-minute major. I mean, that's one of the best power plays in the country, and we got through it. Thought we were in a great place. And then, you know, our puck management was fairly average in the third period, and that's why it came back at us.
Yeah, looking at some of the goals in the third period, you know, they were able to, it seemed like, you know, get guys in deep, trying to get guys behind you, maybe get a pass over to a guy on the weak side. It's how they scored at least a couple of their goals.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it before the game. They do a very good job of filling the weak side, and they fill it with pace. There's a lot of teams who fill the weak side, but they fill it with speed, too. So even if you recover to it, you might get overwhelmed. That was the biggest challenge there. So, yeah, we got to do a better job there. And part of that as well is you can cover the weak side by pressure on the puck, and we got to be a little bit more aggressive at the puck. But they had us on our heels a little bit there in the second half of the second period and parts of the third. You know, ironically, we had some really good chances in the third. Just couldn't get the next one. And that, you know, that's unfortunate. We had some chances, we just didn't get it.
Going back to even to earlier in the game, you know, as you guys were gradually building the 3-1 lead, it felt like you were managing the game pretty well at that point. Did it feel that way to you as well?
Yeah, you know what? We didn't really want to. Like, I knew the power plays were 3-0 us at one point. You knew we were going to kill some penalties. It's just human nature. And they were penalties, so we gave them that opportunity to call them. But once we started to get into that kind of a game where there was a lot of special teams, we shouldn't say a lot, but there were special teams, and we stopped getting pucks deep. It gave them momentum, even though we killed off the power play, that 5-on-3, I'm not sorry, the 5-on-3, I'm sorry, the 5-minute major, we gave them the zone, and they carried that the 5-on-5 play.
Going back to the first period, you guys are down 1-0. Felt like you'd had the better of the play at that point, but you need somebody to make a big play, and it's Nick Pierre splitting the defense and going into scoring a highlight reel goal.
Yeah, it was a big play, actually. It was, ironically, coming off of a tough shift that Lion had played in their own end there for a few, you know, about 25 seconds, I believe, maybe even a little bit longer. And Trevor found him in the middle of the rink and gave him the puck at pace. And Nick's a really hard guy to stop once he gets the middle of the rink and gets that kind of pace. He's difficult to control.
1-1 after one, second period, you guys come out and get the two goals, one of them on the power play, and it felt like at that point you guys were on the way and doing good things.
Yeah, I thought so. I really liked how we finished the second period. And the large chunks of the third, I really liked how we play. I just think, you know, that's a team. They don't miss their opportunities, you know, and we obviously are a volume shooting team. A team is going to get second chances, and they're not. And so, you know, when you get their sticks in the middle of the rink, it's going to be pretty difficult. And that's what we allowed them to do.
I know Max Lundgren gives a 5 tonight, but it felt like, you know, that he really had a battle. There were a lot of pucks coming at him from all angles, redirections, you know, a lot of chances they were able to develop, and they've obviously got some NHL talent on the roster over there as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, Max played really, really well. He's competing so well right now. He's tracking pucks so well. He made a couple saves that I think in the second period that he probably shouldn't have, but he did because he was working so hard. I can't say enough about his game right now. He gives us a chance every night. You know, he's a huge reason with the last 10 games been one-goal games. And we just got to turn the script, that's all.
What will it take then? And especially, you know, a lot of games are close. Most games, it seems like, are close in the third period. What would be the difference for you guys? What do you guys have to do better?
I'm just going to manage the puck better. You know, talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Just manage the puck and understand the clock, understand the game situation, and then manage the puck. And we just got to do a better job of that, you know. We get a little over our skis today and made some turnovers that just uncharacteristic, actually, that hurt us.
All right, thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the team, and see you up at Dartmouth on Saturday.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. You too.